This is Mistress Delia, and I am here to talk to you about bondage safety, especially self-bondage safety. Self-bondage can be quite a rush. Simple body harnesses made of rope or cling film that can be cut away, using sheets by rolling yourself up in them, all of those things can make you feel helpless, sexually vulnerable, and very exposed. I think that's why so many not involved in a kink relationship will wear their own cuffs or engage in more self-bondage. Now, of course, Miss Delia always advocates safety in BDSM, so just remember, if you are going to use self-bondage, always play safe. You need a release method. If you're using padlocks, a key frozen in a block of ice will work, because you're bound until that key melts. If you're using rope, make sure you have a pair of scissors handy somewhere, and that you can get to them. You can, of course, rig up some kind of release device, like padlocking the scissors and putting the key in a block of ice. Another way is to use sugar or salt inside a lock. It would need to dissolve in water before a key could fit in. It certainly is a predicament. Rope and self-bondage just seem to go together, and Miss Delia has plans for a very sexy rope harness that I could send to you. I actually have one submissive who has made several modifications to this rope harness. It is easy to slip on and off, so the bondage is safe, but you still feel tight and tied and secured by mistress. If you're curious, just ask me and I'll send you the basic plans. One of the modifications to that harness is to have you tied with a butt plug deep inside you. It gives super slutty feelings, and it's just one of the many self-bondage techniques you can use. So if you're really getting into basic self-bondage, I recommend Google and typing in slip knots or cinch nooses. You can use those around your wrists or ankles, and the more you struggle, the tighter they get. And if you really don't struggle, you can probably just loosen them right up. But either way, make sure you have your scissors handy. The second basic technique is a wrist coil. You just coil up a length of rope, twist it into a figure eight, and then slip your hands or feet inside each loop. You can then tighten up the middle where the ropes cross with a slip knot. There are so many fun techniques to learn and try. Start exploring. Now, alternately, try bondage tape. It's sexy and it can stretch, but it will hold you for a while. So get to know your options, get to know your knots, and get to know your very easy releases, and you will be enjoying self-bondage safely. Remember to beg for Mistress Delia, and always play safely. Call 800-601-6975 if you want to discuss your self-bondage fun.